The sun produces three types of ultraviolet rays, UVA, UVB, and UVC. The last of that trio doesn't penetrate the Earth's atmosphere, but UVA and UVB rays don't need any help in damaging not just your skin, but also your eyes. Being exposed too long to sunlight can lead to a collection of problems for your eyes. These can include cataracts, skin cancer on the eyelids, benign growths, macular degeneration, and even sunburning your eyes. Dr. Caroline Munson is a Frankfurt optometrist and president of the Kentucky Optometric Association Board of Trustees. She says that protecting your eyes is as easy as wearing sunglasses.
You have to make sure that they protect 99% of the UVA and UVB rays that come from the sun. That will, in essence, block that, thus blocking most of the damage.
When shopping for sunglasses, Munson says that people are motivated more by fashion than by protection. But, thankfully, most sunglass manufacturers are combining both elements. When choosing your eye protectors, it's important to look for glasses that block both UVA and UVB rays, screens out 75 to 90% of visible light, and are free of distortions and imperfections. Munson notes that even the color of the lens is an important decision.
Gray is usually the preferred color of a sunglass lens because that will help keep all the other colors you're seeing true to life.
You can add a ball cap or a wide brim hat to increase the sun protection of your eyes, and Munson stresses that it is extremely important for babies to wear sunglasses as their eyes are more vulnerable. Taking these steps to protect your eyes can help combat a painful affliction known as photokeratitis.
If you spend time out in the sun, you can actually sunburn your eyes. That damage from the UVA rays can actually burn the tissue on your eyeball itself, and that is something that can be incredibly painful.
Protecting your eyes this summer from the harmful UV rays of the sun is easy as just putting on a pair of sunglasses. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Jordan Simonson.